Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Sean. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is Chinese people. This podcast is sponsored by podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
In order to facilitate effective health promotion and treatment, it should be taken account of the extent to which traditional beliefs and behaviors of the Chinese population are taken into account in the field of oral health. There are a number of ethnic groups in China, and all people of Chinese descent are referred to as Chinese. Han Chinese are the largest ethnic group in China and are often simply referred to in English as Chinese or ethnic Chinese. The Han Chinese are the largest ethnic group in China and make up 92% of the mainland population. China recognizes 56 indigenous Chinese ethnic groups as the People's Republic of China. Of the 17 indigenous Taiwanese ethnic groups, 16 are considered as indigenous Taiwanese or indigenous peoples, and one is colonized by the Han Taiwanese population. Chinese are people and ethnic groups who identify with China because of their ethnicity, nationality, citizenship, or other affiliations. The Han Taiwanese in Taiwan and the Republic of China are divided into three ethnic groups by the Taiwanese government: Taiwanese Hoklo, Taiwanese Hakas, and Weishangren. A Pew Research Center poll in October 2020 found that a median of 61% of citizens in the 14 largest economies have an unfavorable view of China. All in all, despite the negative perception of China as the dominant large economy, Chinese views of China in Europe are more diverse. Moreover, people outside China have positive and unfavorable views of all three countries. That jump pales in comparison to the deterioration of China's view of the United States. When the Eurasia Group Foundation surveyed Chinese opinion of the U.S. in October 2019, only 17% said they had an unfavorable view. Our results suggest that the distinction between the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese people in the eyes of the Chinese public is likely to be lost, which has as much antipathy for Britain as Americans do for China. Most majorities, in many cases large majority of the 17 surveyed industrialized countries, agree that the Chinese government does not respect the personal freedoms of its citizens. Singapore stands out as the place where few take this view. 60% say that the Chinese government does not respect the personal freedom of the Chinese people. The sense that China does not respect its people's personal freedoms is at an all-time high in most public surveys. 1 in 5 referenced human rights issues in an open question asking us what people think about China, including 9% who said that the Chinese people lack freedom of religion, speech and assembly. Views of China, its president, respect for personal freedom, and its people should be examined in the context of long-term trends and data. China's population census shows an updated estimate of China's current population based on the World Opinion RTS algorithm, which is processing data from the United Nations Population Division. According to current projections, China's population is a record of 2030, with a shrinking labor force and a population of 240 million people over 65. By 2026, India and China are estimated to have 1.46 billion inhabitants, with India in first place, as growth will continue until 2060 and China's population will decline by 2030. China has a huge and growing cohort of older people and, if it cannot replace them with nearly as many young people, it must maintain its overall size, promote prosperity and care for its citizens. China's most serious demographic problem is gender-selective abortion, as the one-child policy has resulted in a ratio of 120 boys to 100 girls. A little over 3 years ago, the Chinese people, led by the Chinese Communist Party, awoke and organized themselves into a nationwide united front against imperialism, feudalism, bureaucrats and capitalism, and their general representatives in the reactionary Kuomintang government were supported in the People's War of Liberation to defeat the Empire of China and restore the political consultation conference. Hong Kong, as the second century begins, China is setting its priorities for the new era by tightening ideological control over China's 1.4 billion people. China is on the cusp of demographic change that will transform its society and economy, and the Communist Party is concerned. The People's Republic of China is part of the world's community of peace-loving and freedom-loving nations working together to promote their own civilization and well-being, while promoting peace and freedom in the
world. The Chinese people, who make up about a quarter of humanity, are a great, courageous and industrious nation, but they have fallen only in modern times. We believe that only the heroic struggle of the people of this country can overcome them. Ling Li, an expert on China and the Chinese politics and law at the University of Vienna, said, "In Mao's China, the Chinese people face a flood of digital information despite the best censorship efforts of the parties. Villages, for example, are increasingly focusing on ideological education and spreading the party's propaganda through loudspeakers installed on the roofs of people's homes. It is possible that the current negativity in Europe will be short-lived and subside by the end of the pandemic, and that the Chinese will begin to travel to continental European countries, their favorite destinations. Since the COVID-19 outbreak began in the UK in February, there have been several reports of violent assaults against people of Asian descent, including several physical assaults and beatings. A slew of cases of racial abuse, attacks and vandalism have also been reported in countries with outbreaks of the virus against people of Asian descent." Human Rights First and other groups in France, Australia and Russia said that there have been COVID-19-related attacks and harassment against people of Asian descent.
This was Chinese People, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1341. My name is Sean Brown, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.